Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the 10-minute weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on May 15th, 2009. This week, it's all about graduation. Sunday, May 17th is the big day. That's when Darden students who've completed their studies become Darden alumni. At this year's ceremony, the school will recognize graduates from three programs, the PhD, the MBA for executives, and the full-time MBA. About 3,000 guests and graduates are expected to attend the ceremony scheduled for 1:15 Sunday afternoon on Flagler Court here at the Darden School. Well, so much effort goes into graduation Sunday. Countless volunteers work to ensure that each guest has an outstanding experience. The person in charge of the big event is Darden's registrar, Kitty Smiley. We caught up to her a couple of days ago and talked about graduation at Darden. Here's that conversation. First of all, it's hard to believe we've been recording this. This is the beginning of our third year, and you've never been on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to finally have you on there. So thanks for taking time today.
Thank you, Ken.
So graduation, everybody knows when it is and so forth, but I don't know that people quite understand what goes into it. And it is a year-long process, I take it, right?
We start 2 days after graduation. We have a critique as soon as graduation is over so that we can figure out what worked well, what didn't work well, what improvements we have, and then we start planning from there for the next year.
And so as we record this, it's Wednesday with graduation coming up. What's on your task list for today? What's Wednesday all about?
We finished the awards today, the Faculty Awards for Academic Excellence. Once we do that, we've determined, you know, what students, you know, all the students that can graduate, so their degree requirements have been checked. Good. And now we're setting up chairs, getting the stage set up, make sure the lawn's mowed. Mm-hmm. We are now going with all the things of rolling and tying diplomas, putting awards in frames, writing citations for the award winners to be read, having a rehearsal for the faculty and the dean and the faculty marshals and all the volunteers that are there so that we can figure out what's going to happen on Sunday, who should be placed where, what time they should process.
And rehearsal is Friday.
Rehearsal's Friday.
What takes place there? How many people show up? What's it all about?
We have all of what we refer to as the Dean's Party, which would include the Dean, the Faculty Marshals, the Chair of the Academic Standards Committee, the Associate Deans that do the hooding for the students. We have all the volunteers that are going to work. We have the first couple of students that go across stage so that they don't get really nervous about going across the stage so that they can see the stage set up and the chairs and we can process. We'll probably have about 40 people there. We have the University Police Department, the Facilities Management, Parking and Transportation, University Ushers, all the folks that help us pull this off.
That's my next question. Can you guess how many people help you? Do you know?
I would say we'd probably somewhere in the close, a little bit over 100 people within UVA and Darden. And that's people that start out helping us from things of rolling and tying diplomas to making sure everybody has a Barker pass.
Yeah. Wow. It's a big show. I know that. Now, you can actually see out your window, and can you see them putting up the chairs from your window?
I can't from my window, but I walk past
the
window lots of times to make sure that those chairs are there. Mm-hmm. We have a magnificent group of people that work here. Everyone's very proud of what they do, and the idea that everybody wants it to be perfect, and so that's the reason why it comes off the way it does.
You're right. And now today, the chairs are going up, the stage. Darden Media's got their TV cameras get out there for the recording and so forth.
To get the sound system out, you know. Wow. We won't put the skirting on until Sunday morning, so if we get a shower, the skirting won't be dirty and muddy, so that will go on. The flowers will come in on Sunday morning. The parking signs will go up on Saturday night so that we have ample space for people to park. So there are lots of things that are happening between now and Sunday morning.
Right. What time? Can you tell us about your Sunday morning? You're here pretty early, and so are some of your volunteers.
Some of my volunteers are some of the individuals that are working on the luncheon will show up at 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning to start preparations for the luncheon. To get that ready, we have employees that will come in at 6:30. that will, if there's a rain shower, we'll start to make sure the chairs are back in place if students have taken them out of place. We will then begin to put the skirting on the stage, and everyone that is working on that day will arrive no later than 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. We'll meet with our staff at 8 o'clock in the morning so that everybody, you know, can expect the unexpected. We go over the last-minute details, and everyone's assigned a task, and everyone works diligently to make sure it happens before the pomp and circumstance starts at, depending on whether which weather plan we're using.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's say it does rain, and we do have to move it indoors. Has that happened many times since you've been here?
I've been here forever. For a long time. Yeah, forever. And it has happened probably about four or five times.
Oh, not bad.
But we have to say that the one thing I have to clarify is rain does not necessarily mean inclement weather.
Good point.
That we have three UVA weather plans, a severe weather plan, which means there's no lawn ceremony. Mm-hmm. We have a inclement weather plan, and then we have a fair weather plan. Darden also has another weather plan that in case we're sitting out in the middle of the ceremony and we have an electrical storm, we can then move our graduates to the auditorium and have it beamed to the classrooms. Mm-hmm. So we are not in control of the weather plan, the president's office is, because a lot of the venues are double booked. So you have 30,000 people on the lawn and you're trying to direct them where they need to go. And so that's why we have the plan ahead of time.
Sure. Now, if we did have to move inside, we go to the North Grounds facility right at the end of the driveway?
That's correct. We go to North Grounds Rec. And
how does that change it for the audience? Do we limit the people who can get in?
We do indeed. We have to. The students have to have tickets. And so because of the capacity and fire, life, and safety reasons, then each graduate gets two tickets, two guest tickets. The remainder of their guests can come to Darden School, and they can come to all the classrooms, and we have remote viewing in the classrooms.
Right.
So everyone is watching it live, basically, mm-hmm. whether they be inside North Grounds Rec or whether they're watching it on the screen in the classrooms.
Now, if it's outside, you can have mm-hmm. as many guests as you want if you're graduating. How many people do you know? How many people
we are expecting about 3,000 guests for Darden.
Wow.
And I always say that 3,000 guests, plus that means 3,000 lunches. I am, you know, delighted that we have a wonderful Abbott Center that can cook and prepare for 3,000 mm-hmm. because I certainly don't have the expertise in that area of preparing 3,000 lunches. That's a little bit overwhelming for
me. That crew will have it done and ready to go.
That's right.
Yeah. What's the day like for you?
The day is a little nerve-wracking. On Saturday night, I don't sleep normally. Mm. I mean, I try to, but that's something that I typically don't. I wait in the morning to hear from the president's office of which weather plan. That will be by 8 o'clock in the morning. So there's a little bit of stress that circles of what plan are we going to use. Mm-hmm. We're prepared. We just need to know where to start the preparation and when. Once we get here, the magnificent, you know, volunteers that we have, everyone knows their role. Everyone is rolling out what they need to do. Everyone has a smile on their face, and they want this to be excellent. And so we move from getting the flowers in place, trying to get all the chairs set up, to the fact of then the next thing we're doing, we're trying to get the Dean's Party over to Central Grounds mm-hmm. for the Continental Breakfast. We're in communication with them. We know when they're going to come back. We give them last-minute details when they get back, you know, whether a student's not going to show up or whatever. We then line students up alphabetically mm-hmm. because they're getting their real diploma.
Where do you line them up?
Line them up in the faculty office building mm-hmm. for the full-time students, mm-hmm. the classroom building for the MBA program for executives. Mm-hmm. Then we are a little bit of moment of truth that everybody wants to go at one time. The faculty are ready to go. Mm-hmm. The dean's ready to go, and we don't have all the students yet. Right. So we wait, but we try to step off within about 5 minutes of the time. We try to step off with that in the moment that pomp and circumstance happens. That's mm-hmm. a moment of truth. It's going to happen then,
there
whether everybody's ready or not. People start to take their seats when they hear that, and mm-hmm. students get excited in the faculty, and then we're on our way. And once that happens, it's just a joyous occasion from there on out.
It sure is. The two greatest days are the first day of school and the last day of school.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. It's exciting.
How many graduations is this for you at Darden?
Well, I think this, I've been doing this for such a long time. I believe this is my 36th graduation. But I must add, I came when I was two, so
yes,
it was
course.
Really hard for me to remember the early ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great weekend, and I think the reason you have good volunteers is obviously they like working with you, and I wish you best of luck this weekend. It's going to be a great one. Yeah. And if anybody needs information, it's on the web. Just go, and it's all spelled out for them, right?
Yeah. Thank you so much, and thank you,
thank
Ken,
you.
For all the things that you do to help us get ready, you know, for the web and all the media attention that you do. And thanks so much, and thanks to everybody that works with us.
Great. Kitty Smiley, a registrar at the Darden School of Business. Thank you.
That's our conversation with Darden's registrar, Kitty Smiley. Graduation begins Sunday afternoon at 1:15. Everything you need to know is on the Darden website. Go to the homepage and click on Graduation 2009. Well, that's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden homepage, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, and everyone at Darden, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week. To the Darden class of 2009 and to new graduates everywhere, we wish you happiness and success. Until next time, take care.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.